News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And of course, for many years, there has been a suggestion that we shouldn't be in this position because we should have long since pivoted away to renewables and not be so dependent on fossil fuels. Something that a new report indicates is becoming an ever more pressing problem, because the State of the Global Climate Report reveals that last year was in the top three hottest years on record, and the past 11 years have been the hottest on record. That's according to the World Meteorological Organization. With us is Aisling Coughlan, who is a policy environment on an environmental, a policy advisor on environmental matters. Aisling, if we continue as we are, if the last 11 years continues unchanged into the next 11 years, where does it leave us?
It really doesn't bear thinking about. I guess it leaves us with, threats to human society and human civilization as we know it on Earth, basically, because we've always lived in a stable-ish climate, as in human civilization has arisen in a stable climate, and this report is showing that it's over 2 million years since carbon dioxide has been so, the stock of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has been so big that we've been trapping this much heat in the atmosphere, and that trapped heat is unbalancing our climate. It's basically like the numbers when you hear them, oh, it's 1.43 degrees higher than pre-industrial times as the global average. That sounds very little when you think about the daily variation, but basically what that is, it was about 14 degrees and now it's 15 and a half, very roughly. It's a measure of the amount of energy we've pumped into the atmosphere, into the climate. And that's unbalancing the climate. It talks about the energy balance here, how much energy we're trapping compared to how much is getting back out into space from the sun. We're trapping more and more of the sun's energy in our climate, and it's disrupting it. And we're seeing that in not just in things like, as it says here, sea level rise, 11 centimetres, which I thought was actually surprisingly a lot, 11 centimetres higher over the last 50 years and accelerating, sea ice around the world reducing, all of those sort of natural world impacts. But of course, we're seeing the world impacts, the impacts for ourselves. And it says this in the report, the droughts, the floods, the storms, and the health impacts. Dengue fever, which is mosquito-borne, is rising because of the spread of warmer conditions. And heat stress, more and more places are having to regulate outdoor work when it comes to construction or any other outdoor work, because it's not, you know, when it gets to 40, 50 degrees, as it does in India and other parts of Asia these days in the summer, it's not practical or humane, although people may try and do it, to get people to work. So we have the wonderful, challenging, disastrous human civilization that we have only survives and thrives in the stable climate that we happen to have on Earth, which we are now destroying. And that's what this report is saying.
And what does the report indicate about the policy measures that have been taken? Because obviously scientists have been warning that if nothing was done, we might end up here. Now we've ended up here.
Yes, you alluded to it in the introduction. You said some people are saying we should be getting off fossil fuels. But do you know who said that most recently and most strongly? This government, which people might be surprised about. A lot of talk about how this government is different to the last government. But in the programme for government that this government brought out in January 2025, they had a sentence on fossil fuels that I couldn't have written it better myself, as they say. It says, this government commits to decisive action to radically reduce our reliance on imported, expensive fossil fuels. Very straightforward, no jargon, very clear. Over-reliance, expensive, imported fossil fuels. And obviously we know, well, people like me have been saying for decades now that we need to get off that because of the pollution it's causing and because of the climate change it's causing. But once again, for the second time in 5 years, everybody, all of us have seen the risk of being reliant on rogue states, on this most contested energy source of fossil fuels, which did an amazing job for us in the last 200 years, but we have realised is not wise. We're seeing again our exposure to cost, to insecurity, to disruption from relying on oil and gas. And it's time to get off it. And this government has talked that in its programme for government, but it hasn't delivered. In fact, it's like given a free-for-all to data centres and said they can be on new fossil gas power plants for the next best part of the next decade. Then they can go renewable. And in the meantime, we'll build more gas stations and we will import liquefied natural gas from the US because we can't get it from Qatar anymore. So the government doesn't seem to see. I mean, it's a bit like the old metaphor here. It's like a frog in water. When the heat's turning up slowly, the frog doesn't jump out. That's what's been happening to us. But we've been being told, like, scientists are screaming at us now, and, you know, whimsical NGO types are screaming at us too. And the politicians don't seem to want to do it. The public sentiment is there. Go on, I'll say one. Yeah.
Sorry, I was just going to say we were running tight on time. You want to say the public sentiment is there?
Just one thing. Yeah, there was a really interesting finding, I think last year, maybe 18 months ago now, that 89% of the people that surveyed on about 30 countries around the world said that they wanted to see more climate action, not less. That's against all those trends we hear from the vibes in Europe, etc. But the key thing was they thought they were in the minority, because they don't hear it around them and they don't hear from the politicians. So the politicians, like, they don't have to lead here. They just have to follow public opinion and do what needs to be done, even if some of those things are a bit disruptive, whether it's parking spaces or whatever else. Compared to the disruption we're seeing from fossil fuels now and from climate change in the future, we'll all be very happy if they get on and do what they need to do.
Oisin, thank you very much. Oisin Coughlin, Environmental Policy Advisor. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106 on WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.